Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills. Dyke Heward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke Heward Mills. That draws us to you.
Anymore, we don't chat anymore, don't text anymore. walk all around in my neighborhood. He said I was the prettiest girl he'd ever seen. You're sweet, so sweet, so sweet. He said you are the one. You're sweet, so sweet, so sweet. I was at a walk one day, he came to visit me. He waited and took me home. He said nice things to me. You're nice, so nice, so nice. My pastor said to me, you cannot be unequally yoked with unbelievers. And then he said to me, you must be led by God. You can't just fall in love following your feelings. Happy G, he promised me, and other girls, he promised to marry them too. But he lied to one of us. He said you are the one, but he lied to one of us. I prayed and prayed that he a very nice guy. He came right to me, right to me. He said, you are the one. He came right to me, right to me. Always rise. Light and darkness, they cannot mix at all. Kobichi was so exciting, but he was not. Said to me, the word of God is true. What has a life got to do with darkness? Your body is the temple of the Lord. So don't give yourself to boys like Kobichi. He promised me, and other girls, he promised to marry them too. But he lied to a lover. He promised me, and other girls, he promised to marry them too, but he lied to all of us. don't turn to the left. I am waiting till he speaks to me. I want to choose, I want to move on, looking for a wife, whom shall I choose? Someone to be with for the rest of my life. strong as death. Many waters cannot quench it. True love is strong as death. The floods cannot drown it. Whatever God does, it shall be forever. Love is strong as death. It shall be forever. My beloved is such a nice guy, so sweet, so gentle, and so kind. I can't believe God will give me someone so good. Never had so much love and attention. I'm sure you're thinking, many waters cannot quench it. True love is strong as death. The floods cannot drown it. Whatever God does, it shall be forever. Love is strong as death. It shall be forever. I want you all to pray for me. I hope my beloved will not change. I've heard many things about marriage. Oh yeah. Can such love turn into bitterness? And I am praying, strong as death, so many waters cannot quench it. May our love be strong as death, so the floods cannot drown it. For whatever God does, it shall be forever. Love is strong as death, it shall be forever. So I've been praying about my relationship, and I'm sure you're praying about yours too. Oh, I'm having counseling, soaking in the Word of God, building a good foundation. May our love be strong as death, so many waters cannot quench it. May our love be strong as death, so the floods cannot drown it. Whatever God does, it shall be forever. Love is strong as death, it shall be forever. May our love be strong as death, so we will be forever. May our love be strong as death, oh Lord, so it will be forever.
Father, thank you for the blessing of today. What blessedness there is in your presence. We thank you, dear Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Jacob 2. Genesis 29. Genesis 29. But before you do Genesis 29, look at Romans chapter 2 and verse number 28. It says, he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Amen. Neither is that circumcision one that is outward in the flesh. Okay? Verse 29. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. Jew is an Israeli. Israel is Jacob. So a Jacobite. If he hadn't changed his name to Israel, we would have been Jacobites. So you are a Jew. I am a Jew. We are Israelis. And circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men. Amen. All right. Now, we are just having a short Bible lesson here on a few things about Jacob. So now, Jacob, Genesis chapter 29, this shows you how you are connected to Israel. So Jacob went on his journey. If somebody can turn up this thing on the stage, 1, 2, it would be beautiful if you know how to do it. Amen. So Jacob went on his journey and came into the land of the people of the east. All right? And there were 3 flocks of sheep. This is after his father had blessed him. And they had told him to go to his uncle to get a wife there. So as he looked, a well in the field and flocks of sheep lying there. All right? Now, thither were all the flocks gathered, and they rolled out the stone. And Jacob said, my brethren, where are you from? Said Haran. He said, do you know Laban? He said, we know him. And he said, is he well? He said, he is well. And behold, Rachel, his daughter, all right, cometh with the sheep. And he said, lo, it is yet high day, neither is it time that the cattle should be watered together. Water ye the sheep and go and feed them. And they said, we cannot until all the flocks be gathered together. Until they roll the stone from the well's mouth, then we water the sheep. Verse 9. While he yet spake with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. When you go to Israel, you see a place they call Rachel's tomb, the mother of Israel. Rachel's tomb. Rachel's tomb, the mother of Israel. It's actually in Palestinian territory. So the Israelis have built a wall that goes and encircles it and comes back. I tell you. It says the mother of Israel, that is her tomb. So, here you see Rachel. And one of the first things, revelations we see is that a woman can do the work of a man. And a woman can keep sheep. A woman can be a shepherd. So Rachel For she kept them. She was the one looking after the sheep. So every girl can be a shepherd. If Rachel, the mother of Jews, was the one keeping the sheep, then every girl Jew, are there any Jewish girls here? I need to see your hand. If you are a Jewish girl, you can also keep sheep. Amen. So, in the First Love Church, girls are going to be highly respected to do the work of ministry. Why? Well, I can't really tell why. But I can see that Rachel was keeping sheep here. So what I want to say is that many, many, many brothers are phlegmatic, having three qualities. Number one, proud. And there's a reason for each one. Pride is because a phlegmatic is so peaceful and non-confrontational and far from conflict. See, a phlegmatic will not confront things. Just so move on. Not confront it. So you see that in the end, they look like men of character, men of maturity, men of peace, and men of love, Christian love. You know, sometimes when I have heated meetings and I retreat into my room or wherever I came from, I feel like a lion who went into the forest and roared, and all the animals are angry with me, and I've come back to my house.
One or two days.
Yes, that's how I feel. So I don't feel peaceful and loving and gentle and all those things, because a lot of things that we are doing involves fighting and confrontations. So, phlegmatics, you see, one time, one of our bishops, he had a phlegmatic assistant, and he was doing some construction. When he was doing the construction, you know, with construction, it's a job that involves a lot of tension. If you have never built a house before, you won't understand my message. But after you have built, you understand my message. It involves fighting. Sometimes the workers behave as though they are doing you a favor, even though you are paying them. You will not understand it. So, he was surrounded by some workers and he was fighting the issues and facing them. Then his phlegmatic assistant was passing near the area. So when the phlegmatic assistant came and saw the heated meeting, he went away quickly and went on his journey to do whatever else he was doing. Yes. And it's like the leader is left to be the bad person, but he is the peaceful man, the man of peace, the man of love, the prince of peace. What an assistant. Are you understanding me?
Yes.
So, phlegmatism gives rise to pride. Because as this man's finished shouting, you are very peaceful, harmless, gentle. Don't talk much. It ministers to you. Pride is a very dangerous thing. The second one is what? Beautifully disobedient. Like disobedience without 1 centimeter of conflict. Gently and wonderfully not do what you were told to do. And whatever the advice was, you wonderfully do not implement it. And the third quality is presentation of excellence and wonderfulness. It's amazing. There's a phlegmatic classic. A lot of brothers have it. And because of that, they don't have a drive to move forward and organize. And a lot of ladies have that drive. So what it is we are beginning to get the spirit of the lioness in the church. Now the lioness among lions is the real hunter. You see the lion with the big head and that thing around the head. That's the man. That's the male. That's the brother lion. The women are the ones without that thing. Those are the women lions. The female lions. They don't have the big head. Now, when it comes to hunting, the women go hunting and the men sleep. And when the ladies catch something, then the lions come and the lions with the big head, there's usually one with them. He comes, the one with the wig, yes. He comes, and then when he comes, the others move away, and he eats. And then they also join and eat. So it's like he's cheating them all the time, but they understand because he's giving them children. Yes. And when a new male lion comes, they will fight with the other male that is there. And if he succeeds in killing or fighting this one, and he leaves, all the children of the mothers, he will kill all. The male lion will kill all the cubs, every cub around. Because he doesn't want the children of his rival to grow up around in his presence. So the mothers don't usually like a new husband because of the new ways of what he's going to do. Like the old phlegmatic husband like that. So, what I'm trying to say is that because a lot of brothers have relinquished their role, a lot of the lionesses are rising up to work like Rachel. She kept the sheep as if she doesn't have brothers. And that's the main work, the business of Jacob, the sheep. And their father, sheep. That's the main work that Jacob came to do. The girl he married was the one that was doing it. So girls can and will. And you know, in my older work that I have done before, every time I have been forced to accept the women doing very high things. There is no lady in my presence who is not a replacement of a man. There's no lady. Let's start with singing. I can't mention their names. There was a man on every job, from singing to typing to construction, to medical, to any area, there was a man. But he did not want his job. And he moved away. And their places were taken by the lionesses. I can mention names one after another. There's no job. So, Rachel's, mothers of Israel, rise up and start to keep the sheep. So, that's how come now I have sisters. Sisters or episcopal sisters. That's at the rank of the bishop. Yes. What will I do? What will I do? The men don't want such things. Not that the men, but a lot of them don't want it. Yes. It's true. Are you still around? So Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. She kept her father's sheep. Is it not amazing? How many are surprised that Rachel is the one who was keeping her father's sheep? And remember that Laban, that's her father, his main work is sheep. And when Jacob came to work for him for 7 years, it was looking after sheep. And when he was asking Jacob how much he should pay him, he said, God had given him a vision that select the spotted sheep. So he told him that, let all any sheep that is spotted is mine. Do you accept? Oh, beautiful. Because not so common. Then all of them became spotted. Is it not amazing? Yes. This is when he said it, but later he told the people that he had had a dream, and God showed him in a dream that this is what he should do. He should ask for the spotted sheep. Are you still around? Beautiful. We have almost finished now. We've got 1 point. Now, then what happened? Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother. And it came to pass, when Jacob heard the tidings, he ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him and brought him to his house, told Laban all these things. And he said, surely thou art bone of my bone. Now Laban said, because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Now, Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. Rachel was what? Beautiful and well-favored. Now, point number three. Watch out for beautiful and well-favored ones. Why do I say that? Look, there are sisters. Every brother would choose. Yes. How many have realized that? Sometimes you see a girl, you realize that every brother would choose her. Raise your hand. Yes. That's how Rachel was. So, you need to be careful when you are seeing options. Whom shall I choose? We have a song like that. Whom shall I choose? Do you have that song here? Okay, why not? You can sing it one day. Whom shall I choose? Beautiful. And what? Well favored. Now, the beautiful one, rather, is the one that is not going to bring forth. So sometimes you are rather choosing what is not going to be fruitful. Yes. You are rather choosing the one that's not going to work. But it attracts you. But it's the one that's not working. Yes. What you are rather is catching your attention. Bling. Many people have chosen the beautiful and the well-favored, and it has led them to barrenness in the ministry. Many lay pastors have chosen the beautiful and well-favored. You cannot easily choose when you say London versus Accra. Which city is beautiful and well-favored? I mean, if you are flying over, looking out of the windows, I mean, you see the skyscrapers, the River Thames, Big Ben, the Parliament House, and so on. Then another city, you fly over, you see dusty roads, Kole Lagoon, Agbogbloshie Market, Sodom and Gomorrah. And as you are flying over, no road is tarred. Led by fatally deficient leaders. Poor leaders, oh. Yes. Huh? Up to 2 minutes to landing is untarred. Here. Just here. Even here, the one we are using to come to the church. Here, there is a certain country whose name begins with a G. Well-favored. You chose the well-favored and it led you to nothing.
Amazing.
You should see how she was insulting her husband in chapter 30. Look at chapter 30. Chapter 30 verse 1. When Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, you see, beautiful and well-favored is leading to zero. Or choosy because of what you see. You chose it because of what you saw. Buildings and lights. Buildings and lights and skyscrapers and dollar and CD. Pound and CD. You chose it. Beautiful and well-favored. She bare nothing. And later on, Rachel envied her sister. You see, then they envy those who are bearing the fruit and start saying negative things about them. Beautiful and well favored.
Zero.
Huh?
Preach.
A brother comes to you, he doesn't look so well favored. In Genesis, I think 30 something, you see the ill-favored cows. The Bible says ill-favored, blasted with the east wind. Blasted with the east wind. Yay. So Leah was ill-favored. She wasn't well-favored like Rachel. You know, fine like Rachel. Seven thin and ill-favored. Blasted with the east wind. Blasted. Yes. You see, it's a nice way to describe Leah. That Leah was, tender-eyed. But you see, that word tender is weak. Yes. weak-eyed, maybe weak personality. She didn't look like the one. Yes, you wouldn't choose her quickly, initially. And over the years, I mean, you really learn to see that beauty is vain. Like if there's any verse, three words that are true, three words that are joined together that are true, you will come to find out that it's really true, that beauty is vain. Like it's actually useless. Blasted, listen. An elderly auntie with cloth and mama, she's tied it, may be a better wife to you as a young man. Eh? You think I don't notice? Yes, an auntie, you'd be surprised, may do you better. May do you better. I'm not saying she will, but I say may you be surprised than a beauty queen that you go and select from somewhere. Yes. As for the well-favored, you see, well-favored, to be favored is to be, it's, and if you always, when you hear the word favor, always use the word chosen. It's, you are favored. Oh, blessed art thou, thou art favored amongst women. To be chosen. You wouldn't pick Rachel first. And remember that she who strikes you has been struck. Write it down. She who strikes you has been struck. You can write it as a proverb. And it's also a striker. She who strikes you has been struck. Because you are not the only person who noticed that the person is well favored. Are you still around? Many people, when their life decision came up, they chose Rachel's. And out of it, they had barrenness. Yes, that was their choice. Their choice was barrenness. And they didn't know. Emptiness. Somebody said, I'm going to do my master's. I'm going to do my PhD. I'm going for a short course in Norway. I'm going to do this. I'm going. My father said this. My mother said, and every time someone, look, you know, when you are talking to me, don't say your father or your mother. Because it's a song I've heard. Don't say your mother, your father, your grandmother, this and that. Don't say that. Because when you say that, I immediately, the thought, I may not say it to you, but the thought in my head is that it's not your grandfather, but it's you. Stop using other people as care of. Yes. You chose it. You chose it. You chose that job. You chose that business. You wanted it. And what has it led to? Smoke. Jacob had sex. Rachel was surprised. And Jacob was surprised that she took him on. Children answered, and Jacob answered, am I God? Look at verse 2. Am I God? Am I in God's stead? Am I God? Some of you, God called you. God gave you a chance. You walked in and you saw a Rachel and you saw a Leah. And the Leah looked a little weak to you. Full-time ministry look a little weak for you. Missions look a little weak compared to the well-favored juicy. Yes. Huh? Oh, yes. It looked weak. Weak-eyed. Tender eyes. Weakness. Something that's not going to work. And what has what you chose given you? Nothing. You know, even when you are choosing a wife, watch it. Anyone who is too beautiful, step back and just say, "Look, you know something? I need to think about this. You are too beautiful for me to just flow." And the brothers too. Some brothers are too smooth. Too much of a gentleman. I mean, how can there be somebody so nice? So gentle, so caring. A one plus extra. Is an A1 extra plus.
A1.5.
Too good. It's too good to be true. Yes. So, be careful. We walk by faith, not by sight. 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 Benny Hinn one day was talking when he got divorced. And he said, his brothers or his sisters who were given in marriage, they didn't choose as Israelis or Palestinians or whatever they are. They were chosen, they were given. Marry this person. And he who chose was now divorced. Yes. Many times what is chosen for you, you may find out that far better based on an eagle eye that is looking at things from a certain point of view. You know, you will never know certain things till you see it from above. Yes. In 1945, after the Second World War, they made a rocket which went up for the first time. And when the rocket went up, they put cameras on it. And the rocket, they didn't know how to bring it back, but they knew how to let it go. So it goes until it can go, and then the cameras on it will fall off and fall to the ground. That was all they did. They wanted it to go up, so it went up, and then took it. That was the first time that they saw that the earth was round. No one had ever seen that the earth is round before. Because nothing had ever gone high enough to take a picture. You see, some things which look flat in your life, they are round. But it is based on the point of view. You haven't seen it there. That is why it looks flat. It looks flat because you are here. Yeah. Are you still around? Number four. Now, Laban said to Jacob, "Because thou art my brother, shouldest thou serve me for naught? Tell me what thy wages shall be." Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Now, Leah was tender-eyed that Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. Now, Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. Now, and Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than I should give to another man. Abide with me. Watch out for people who talk too much. You see, your words, the words look so pleasing. It's better that I should give to you than to anybody else. Even if you said, okay, you can marry my daughter, but it's like, it's better. Jacob was now about to meet his meter. Verse 30, 20. So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love that he had to her. Now, and Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her. Now, you are not, the next point is, you are not qualified to get your wife or your husband until your days of suffering are fulfilled. Yes. Your days must be fulfilled. Days of starvation, days of deprivation, days of hunger, days of thirst, days of yearning, days of longing, days of hoping, days of expectation, days of imaginations, days of prayer, until your warfare is accomplished. Comfort ye my people. Say unto her, your warfare is accomplished and your sins are pardoned. So there is a warfare. Now, if you go around sleeping around, you are not accomplishing what you are supposed to accomplish. Because after you marry, you'll be shocked that 3 days after marrying, you have seen another beautiful girl. People are having affairs as they are having their weddings. As they are having their weddings, they are doing things. You may not know. You think I don't know things. So if you cannot control yourself before, after, your flesh, you see, the flesh of a man is multi-directional flesh. It's not unidirectional. There is no man who, you see, unless you want to pretend to be a Pharisee, but if you want to be truthful, there is no unidirectional man in the world. Any girl who is thinking that, oh, when I get him, he's mine, he's not yours. He's not yours. He's for everybody. But you have to pray that his eyes will stay on you. At least for a long time or for some time. And that is why we have marriage counseling, so that it helps brothers to stay a multidirectional eye, to stay unidirectional. Your days are fulfilled. My days are fulfilled. 7 years, beloved doses. Give me my wife. When we say beloved, we have two words, beloved and girlfriend. We don't use the word girlfriend in the church. When you use the word girlfriend, it means you are sleeping together. When we use beloved, it means there is nothing going on. I hope it's clear.
Yes.
So he says, is it your beloved? That's why we are open about it. We say girlfriend, so that's different. Oh yeah, I had a girlfriend, I had a boyfriend. That's different. When we say beloved, it means there is no sleeping. So we enter into belovedosis for years. This one took 7 years for your days to be fulfilled. And when his days was fulfilled, then he said, give me my wife that I may go in unto her. Now, after 7 years, you can, if you are pretending, you see that you have, your pretending is not working again. It doesn't take long to see behavior, some way behavior. If we all stay together, we know ourselves. True or not true?
True.
Now, when I'm preaching, you must be happy about my preaching. You must look at me happily, longingly, and full of smiles and eagerness. Don't look straight when I'm preaching. Don't look forward this way. Yes, I need eyes, tender eyes. Yes, follow me. If I pass you, then your head will be turning like this. When I come back, your head will turn this way. Yes, because I'm talking to you. I'm spending time talking to you. I could have been resting. Your days are fulfilled. Yes. Your days are fulfilled. Virginity. 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 We need virgins. We need what? Virgins. Verse 22. Check with your neighbor whether you are sitting by a virgin. Ask your neighbor, are you a virgin? I don't mean virgin olive oil. I mean virgin. Virginity, not virgin olive oil. Now, Now Laban gathered all the men of the place and made a feast or a wedding. Are you there? Verse 23. And it came to pass that in the evening, in the night, he took Leah in the evening and brought her to him. You see, if you marry in the evening, you can easily marry the wrong person. You must not marry in the night. You must marry in the day when you see everything clearly. So when you have not stayed long enough, you get it? You are still in the night. You actually don't know what you are marrying. Yes. And he had no idea. He had no idea. He had no idea that this was a different... he had no idea that this was a mistake. So those of you who meet someone who has just walked into the church and say, I saw at love at first sight. On a left flat is turning into a round. And I don't want anybody to come and tell me later that you are leaving your wife because you married in the evening. It was a nighttime something and I couldn't see well. That's why we say enter relationship and be in it for some time. Until delusions are gone and you see that this is the character of the person. Don't come and later explain to her, I married in the night, I couldn't see what I was doing. In the night, I thought it was something, but it was not the same. Okay? Yes. When you marry in the night, you are likely to make a mistake. And that's exactly what happened to Jacob. Evening wedding. Now, verse 24. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah his maid for a handmaid. Verse 25. And it came to pass in the morning, behold, it was Leah. Now, you see, ladies, it's not to lower you, but here you can see that the difference between one woman and the other wasn't, he couldn't even see much difference. So, Intina, he gave her a song. Rachel, I love you, Rachel. He was singing to Rachel. Oh, promise me, Rachel. What song was he singing to? My beloved is mine. Rachel is mine. He was singing.
My Rachel is mine. And I am my Rachel. My Rachel is mine. And I am her.
He was singing to her. Meanwhile, it was Leah. And Leah was receiving the song.
Rachel is mine.
She never told him. It's not me. Oh. He couldn't see her eyes. It was dark. There's no electricity. And the type of sex that Leah was having, there were no sounds. If she had made some sounds, if she had made a sound, said even something, he would have said, hey, Lamone, who is this? It was a silent night. How will you not make a mistake when it's a silent night? He would have jumped up and said, who is this? What? Quiet. No sound. Mute. How many want silent night? How many want to hear the sound of joy? Yes. If they were to have made some noises, we would have seen that it is not. You are not Rachel. Ah, how do you come here? And it came to pass in the morning, it is Laban. He said, what is this that thou hast done? You know what he has done? Did I not serve you for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? Galatians 6:7. Galatians 6:7 was being fulfilled. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. As he swept his brother and his father. And his father was blessing. It wasn't sex. So, but his father, when his father touched him, he thought it was his brother. And he too, when he touched Leah, he thought it was Rachel. Galatians 6:7. Thank you. Yes. Yes. Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived. God is not. When his father was holding him like this, feeling his hairs. Are you Esau? I am Esau. He too was now using his hands. He was holding Rachel. Like, Rachel said, she said, yes, my dear. Just as he said, yes, my father. It was a yes, my dear. Galatians 6:7. So those of you who have been breaking girls' hearts, bringing great disappointment and pain, I pray that you will not reap it all. Pain times 100. Now his life was changed, but Esau's life was also changed. His life was changed because now he's married somebody that he did not intend to marry. Sit down. Now, how many points do you have? You don't even know the points you have. Now, Now the next point. How many points? You are not counting your points. Or you are just flowing with the points. The way it is. No? Now the next important thing you see with Jacob is that you can become the husband of more than one wife without intending. You see, you never plan to have two wives. But now, you have two wives. Yes. He never planned to have two wives. He came to marry one, and he got one free. Buy one, get one free. Many people's lives are like Jacob. They never intended to have two wives. Or even three. What are you trying to say? What I'm saying is that you can aim for one, but you may end up with two or three. Because things that you can't control can come. Like death. You may not plan, oh, my wife will die. And then now you have two wives. I told Bishop Saki that when it happened, I said, you are becoming like Derek Prince. The husband of two wives, two women. It may not be your plan, but it may be imposed on you. You may have a beast for a wife and be forced to exit. Yes. And never plan to have two. Before you realize they are two. Yes. And more than one. God forbid. Are you listening?
Yes.
But Jacob took it in his stride and decided to flow with what God had given to him. In Genesis, continue. Laban said, as is the manner of all liars and deceivers. When they come up with a reason, you even wonder whether you'll not be sure of yourself. Yes. Watch out for liars. Because when a liar, a good liar, is, what do you call it, working, you become unsure of yourself. He says, it must not be so done in our country to give the younger before. Why didn't you say it? 7 years we've been here working, you never mentioned it. Watch out for liars. Those who were called to the ministry have a thousand reasons why. But the bottom reason is what Jesus said. You will only love one and despise the other. You despise the ministry. You despise Leah and you got Rachel. Are you there? Yes. To give the younger before the first. Hey. Now, the next point. Point number 9. 8. Point number 8. Some people will never marry without the intervention of a father. Some girls will never marry without the intervention of a father. Yes. It's true. That's why, you see, it's good for you to make yourself a good daughter in the church. Because you may be one of the girls who cannot marry without the intervention of a father. You may say, oh, I want to meet Mr. Wright. When I see him at the traffic lights, my heart will go to the right and his heart will also go to the right. Then later we'll meet at Accra Mall. And when I see him, I'll say, your face is familiar. He'll also say, your face is familiar. It seems I know you somewhere. So yeah, it seems I know you somewhere. What's your name? Are you Emilia? I said, no, I'm Josephine. Oh, okay. Are you John? No, I'm not John. I'm Ransford. Oh, okay. Wow. Not everybody has that butterfly experience. Some need their fathers to get involved. Otherwise, you are not marrying. Let's face it. You see, the way, maybe, you see, the Rachel was well favored. So people just come flocking. First, as he saw, at first, I said, oh, I like you. Oh, I don't need to know you, your character. The way you are okay for me. Some people need an intervention. Say, do you know this person? You know, if you like, bluff it and see. You will be there. You see that nobody is helping. Yes. Fatherly intervention. Humble yourself. Oh, it's not the type. It's not my type. I don't have that feeling. I need to feel. I need to walk. I need to flow. I need to glow. I need to glide. I need to. There's no chemistry. That's another one of those statements. There's no chemistry. Waza. I said, waza. There's no connection. I don't feel a connection. Say connection. I don't feel a connection. We've been texting, but there's no connection. I don't feel the energy of the person. I don't feel the vibes. She doesn't excite me. He doesn't turn me on. Hey! We don't bond. We don't quarrel. Some people, their love is to quarrel. It's a boring relationship. So Laban said, it must not be so done. I've given you this one because if I don't step in, you marry Rachel, you'll never marry Leah. Leah will be in the house with me. She'll be in the house with me all the time. I cannot marry my own daughter. Take one. Take it one. Take it two. Verse 27. Quickly. Fulfill her week and we will give thee this also. So this is the point I'm making, that a brother who has a girl, it wouldn't take a few days before you are seeing another one. Just a week. He was ready for another woman. How many years? 1 week. He was ready for another girl. You see, brothers will be looking at me as though they are holy. They don't really understand the preaching I'm preaching. They don't really understand all that I'm talking about. It's almost like it's above them or below them, or maybe it's something immoral or unethical. 1 week! 1 week with Leah, he was ready for Rachel. Say, Charlie, give me something else. I'm ready for another. Huh? Just 1 week. I'm ready for another girl. That is why a Christian girl must be a multitasking, intelligent woman who is artful. Artful. Artful, skillful. Can turn from a granite soup into a light soup. Can turn from a light soup into a palm nut soup. Can turn from a palm nut soup into a chicken stew. Can turn from a stew into a jollof. And from a jollof into a banku. Yes. If you think that coming as a granite, no one eats yokegari every day. You can't eat yokegari every day. After 1 week, you say, hey, Charlie, give me some light soup. Brothers, you see, what I'm saying is unethical. It's not, what do you call it? Some people in the area? What are they doing? They are like quiet. Like they don't understand. They don't understand what I'm saying. They are like against my message. Are they against my message? He said he was born unidirectional. You are born unidirectional. Hey! Come and see a brother who was born unidirectional. Come and see. A brother who was born unidirectional. He was born unidirectional. One week, and he was ready for another one. You'd have said, oh, but why don't you take 1 year to acclimatize and get to, enjoy this one. And no, 1 week is enough. I'm cool, crack. I can move on after 1 week. Am I reading from the Bible or is another book? Christian wives, you need to be artful, skillful. Maneuverable. You need to be an antelope. You need to be a springbok. Do you know what is a springbok? It's a type of antelope that springs. Springs. You need to be agile like a mountain goat. Verse 28. And Jacob did so and fulfilled her week. And he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. Verse 30. And he went in also unto Rachel. And he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. Everybody say, I want more love. Point number 10, there can be more love. There can be what? More love. Bible says he loved Rachel more. 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 He loved Rachel more than he loved Leah. There can be more love. So those of you who are in relationships and are feeling, I'm not getting much love. It's a Leah situation where you realize that you are getting something small. Oh, yes. I want more love. Yes. True or not true? Those of you who have been in relationships, Some of you have had different relationships. You realize that there's people who love you more. It's more loving. This person is more loving. There are men who are more loving. And you even remember them. Say, Johnny. It was more loving. Or you remember some girl. This girl was more loving. He says he loved her more. So he was doing more things. It's the breakup of my relationship. That's what's on my mind. He said, you don't love me much. And he said what?
And he said, he cannot feel my love. Hmm. And he said, I'm leaving you. You don't love me.
Hey!
On my heart today.
Come on.
I cannot get over the feeling. So many lessons I have learned.
Come on.
I have learned that
if you love,
then you will give.
If you love, you give. Come on. You communicate more.
He said to me, if you love me, then you will smile.
You smile more when you love more.
If you love me, you'll be full of life.
You'll be full of life when you love more.
If you love me, you will be cheerful around me. And if you love me, you like my friends.
You like my friends too. Come on.
So child.
He loved her more.
So child.
Come on. loved Rachel more. So all the things they did in this song, he did it more. If you love me, you communicate. You hold my hand. You see them in the house, they don't hold any hand. We don't talk anymore. Don't touch anymore. Don't kiss anymore. Huh? Also, in my culture, we don't do that. And your culture is bad. Your culture is bad. He loved Rachel more. I want more love. I want more love. I want more love. Those who have had multiple relationships, you see the difference between the different types of corned beef. Yes. Different types of corned beef. That's if you know corned beef. Exeter original 20 years ago. And the current types of different corned beef that we have. You see that there is a difference. Yes. But if you don't know corned beef, you will not know. Yes. He loved Rachel more. So never say this is all that I can do. This is how I am. And this is not. You are a poor version. Leah was getting a poor version of love. Never look at your parents and say this is how to love. Yes. Never look at your parents. You come to church and you hear things and you learn how to love. Don't look at your parents. You don't know. Yes. Some of you, your mothers are the worst example of love. And some of you, your fathers are the worst example of a husband. If you follow your father's ways, I'm not saying it is, but it may be. Yes. You see, people, all they know love is to serve food. So have you eaten? That's all. Here is what to eat. Even the serving of food, there are realms. There is more. There are more higher ways of serving food. You just throw something there. And it's like, that's it. I've done my duty as a wife. You are a poor version. Poor version. A waiter can do that. A chef can do that. I want more love. I want more love. I want more love. Both sides. Don't think that it is just a boy, a girl. It can be a girl, a boy. You see them. Christian boys, poor lovers. Sweet mother, but poor lover. I wrote a song called Sweet Mother, Poor Lover. Yeah, I'll release it soon. Sweet Mother, Poor Lover. Sweet Mother, Poor Lover. She's a sweet mother, but she's a poor lover. Yes. As for your mother, she's always sweet. When I look at my mother, I can't see anything bad about my mother. I can try to open, to wear glasses, try to see something bad about her. It's very difficult. Your mother is difficult to see something bad. Sweet mother, but she may be a poor lover. Sweet mother, poor lover. He has a sweet mother, but he has a poor lover. No attention, no affection. It may be your sweet mother, but go and ask your father. He'll tell you, poor lover, 10%. 9 to 10%. Sweet mother, 90% for mother. 7 to 6% for lover. I want more love. Leah said, I want more love. I want more love. You don't like my preaching, you see? I say, Leah said, I want more love. I want more love. I know there is more to this love. I want more love. He loved Rachel more. Everybody could see it. If you love me, you care. You don't even care. You know, Ghana women, they like posing as widows. Watch from today, watch widows. They wear black, they do this. They never even loved the person when he was alive. He will be surprised to see her crying.
Ghana widows.
You are new in the trade. That is why you are feeling this. You are even feeling sorry for these widows. The widowhood is also a show. The widowhood is also a show. It's a showmanship. Who is the widow? It's a wild show. So show. So show. So show. Show your widowhood. When it comes to real life, they don't care about the person. If there is a funeral, and the person that they, you they come and wear the black and manifest as a special widow who is looking for compassion and money. But when you were alive, never lift a finger. I know one wife, the husband was dying. The doctor have told you he's going to die in a few days. She waited for him to die before she came. Oh yes, it was after he died that she came for the funeral. But when he was alive, she had not been there for months and weeks and years. Come quickly, he's going to die, just even to say bye-bye. No, after he died, then she came to come and pose as the widow. Shosho. 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 People to bring donations. When you grow, you stop feeling sorry for these widows. Yes. And you see them fighting over who is the rightful widow. I'm the real widow. No, you are not the widow. I'm the widow. You are the widow. I'm the widow. You are the widow. I'm the widow. You are the widow. Who is the real widow? I'm the real widow. I'm the madam. I'm the legal one. I'm the right one. You see them fighting. They never care two hoots for the human being. Show. How about show? They never cared about him. You may not like my preaching. It's what I've seen it before. I've seen it. I watched them. I watched them. Oh, what are you talking about? And those who don't know how to cook is even worse. Because even there are some ones that they know how to cook and they just throw some food in front of you. You are going to buy, your husband thinks you have made stew. You have bought it. And you have come to serve it. House. You bought it. Yes. You can't even improve it. You brought the rice and stew like that. Till the day that he discovers the takeaway package. That it is a takeaway that you brought to the house. Yes. Odor rice. From Odor rice. He loved Rachel. More than. Yeah. Some widows, one day will get the shock of their life. Their husband will wake up and say, "Hey, shame." Then he will lie down again. Say, "Hey, O'Malley." Then he'll sleep again. He'll be lying down on it. Hey, look at you. Oh, you put Vaseline on your eyes. Shosho, rub. You put rub there. Shosho. You're not sad at all. You are hoping for donations. You can write down what I'm saying and watch it. You see them. Yes. Watch them. See. He loved Rachel more. So there's something that like more love. And less love. So some of you are confused in the house. You think you are. Is there something wrong? Why I'm imagining that it's not love. It's not. It is what you are thinking is real. It's a real thing. There's no love. There's not enough. Either there's none or it's not enough. It's very small. Church, outside shows. Uncoating showing outside. You know, this is just a short Bible lesson. Now, verse 30, and then we are closing. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, He opened her womb.
He did what?
He opened her womb. But Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived. And she said, surely the Lord has looked upon my affliction. For she said, surely the Lord has looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. Sorry. Now there are some of you who feel that because numerous boys have slept with you, you are loved. But you see, Leah was hated. And she was the one they were having sex with to give birth. So the fact that they are sleeping with you doesn't mean they love you. So any sister, never think that it's love. First of all, you see how Jacob switched. 1 week, he was okay. Two, he didn't recognize the differences. Three, he hated this one, but he will have sex with her. So they can have sex with you, but they don't love you. Yes. True or not true?
True.
Or it's not in the Bible, maybe. Yes. Hate sex. So you better rise up. You see, all these things God is showing us, what is not real. What is real. Yeah. Love is different from sex. Love is different from sex. That's why sex is a job. I'll say it again. I said love is different from sex. It's a separate thing. The person you love, you may not have sex with, and the person you have sex with, you may not love. In this case, it was like that. And that is why sex on its own is a job for, is the oldest job, prostitution in the world, to have sex. It's a profession. In fact, Rabbi Avi, it's 2 CDs for one. It's 2 CDs. Yes. A circle, I think the one, there's 2 CDs and 1 CD or so. Huh? It's 2 CDs. Yes. 2 CDs. 2 CDs, 3 CDs. 4 CDs. What is soap? If you bring soap, and you can give them soap. Instead of money, you give them soap or sardines. And you can sleep with them. Don't go and look for any 2 CDs. What do you call it? All? God forbid. Tell somebody, God forbid. So when you marry, make sure that you still have love, even if you have sex. Because you may have sex, but no love. Because sex, elephant, crocodile, hippopotamus, antelope, springbok, lizard, fly, bird, all of them have sex. It's the physiological activity. Chicken, even they do it, dogs. It's something they, nobody has taught, they've never watched pornography before, but they know what to do. It's a human need. It doesn't mean you are loved. Yeah. It doesn't mean you are loved. And it doesn't mean you are liked. And it doesn't mean that things are working. It doesn't mean that there is happiness. You can watch elephants having sex. Where did they watch pornography? How do they know what to do? How do they know what to do? It's so normal. It was never intended even to be private. Because there's no animal that does it privately. Those from Wesley Girls, stop squeezing your eyes on me. Stop squeezing your eyes on me. There are some here. Give me some water. There's one here.
Yeah.
Yes. Tigers. Leopards. Leopards are the most wonderful animals to watch. They live alone. You never see two together. One is on a tree, one is on a tree 7 miles away. When it's time, they know. And they come together. Yes. How do they know? Charlie, it's a connection. I don't feel the connection. It's chemistry. The Wesley girls people are approving of my preaching now. It's really working. It's physiology. But there's no love. There's no love. Yes. Jacob loved Rachel more. And had sex with this one, but he loved this one. So girls, make sure you are loved though. Otherwise, you'll be the one to bear the children, but you will not be loved. You'll be the one to bear the children, but you will not be loved. Many people who are born children from people are no more loved. The love is for somebody else or others. But the one who bore the children is no more loved. Hey, I think we have to close. I really think we have to close. Because I don't know what else is going to happen. You may bear the children, but not be loved. And it is one of the commonest things in the world. You bear the children for the man, but you are not loved. Leah, Jacob loved Rachel more and had children with this one. But he loved this one. Wow. You will be loved and they will have sex with you and you will have children. But you see, all that I'm saying can happen. Exactly. Except in your case. Except in your case. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Stand to your feet. Has what I have said worried you? You are excited about what I'm saying. Father, thank you for your blessing that you've given to us. We love you. We thank you for touching our hearts. Whatever observations we have made that are negative, may it never be applied in our case. In Jesus' name we pray. May the good things of Jacob be applied in our lives. May we be delivered from all the negativity that we see in this story. Thank you for your blessing, which is spread out to your children right now. We are so excited, Lord. We praise you. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. If you are here tonight, you don't know Jesus as your Savior. Maybe somebody invited you. Maybe. Somebody invited you. You don't know Jesus. If you are here like that, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Raise your right hand like this. God bless you. Lift up just your finger like this. I want to give my life to God, to Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless. If you've lifted your hand, you want to give your life to Jesus, come to me in the front here. I want to pray with you right now. Come.
Come on to
come all the way to the front, quickly.
Give
Lift your hand and sing it.
Come unto Jesus and let him have his way.
You may be seated.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dyke-Ward Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.